to Renton. Hi, Kathy. What's on your mind?
I have a thyroid condition, and I recently found out I'm not supposed to eat cruciferous vegetables. Is that correct?
I don't think so, but I can't be totally positive. There isn't some brand new research, but I don't think so, ma'am.
Yeah, I did. I really did hear that. And I'm like, what? Because it affects it or something. And if so, I mean, what does that mean? I can't eat any, or I can't eat a whole lot of them, which I don't anyway. But, you know, there's so much conflicting information sometimes. It's really hard to, you know, really figure out what to do, what not to do, that kind of thing. And also biotin, the B vitamin, the same thing. It can affect the thyroid function in a not good way, I guess.
Okay, ma'am. Well, as I say, there's always new research, and there's lots of times old research is neglected. I doubt, however, if this were old research, I'm pretty sure I'd know about it. However, I cannot say for you absolutely this is wrong. I could just say probably, and I will look into it because, hey, this comes up at Doma Clinic, too, and we better know for sure. So
yeah.
thank you for alerting me to it.
Yeah, it kind of threw me off, you know, because I love cruciferous vegetables, you know, and I do take
that,
biotin.
And cruciferous vegetables are just wonderful for lowering a woman's risk of breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
and also for tilting her estrogen towards anti-carcinogenic.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll keep listening and see what you come up with.
Okay, well, again, thanks for the alert. Maybe a problem. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
thanks, ma'am.